You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from whence you have fallen, repent and do the first works. Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Usually when you hear the word repentance, you are thinking of a sinner. You are thinking of somebody who is living in the works of the flesh. But here Jesus is talking to his church, a church that he bought with his own blood, a church he has commended for their works, for their labor, for their patience, for their sacrifice, their due diligence not to allow false apostles among them. But he said he has something against them. And it was just only one thing. But that one thing is such a serious matter that it could negate every other thing they think they may have done. In all your pursuit in life, in all your labor for God, you must prioritize knowing Jesus. Jesus must be your ultimate pursuit. As you are pursuing the work of God, pursue Jesus first. He is the reason why you can even labor for God in the first place. So it must never become about the work of God. It must always be about Jesus. For your first love, it's not the emotional feeling you had when you first came to Jesus. That's not first love. You actually didn't know Jesus at that time. You only believed him and received him. It takes time to know Jesus. Now, Jesus himself is the first love. Is the object. Why do you think people are fighting for leadership position in the church? If it is about Jesus, why are we fighting? Why do you think people are manipulating others to give money? If it is about Jesus, why are you manipulating people to give money? Why are you fighting? There's no need. It's about Jesus. But it is because it is not about Jesus. It is not about the first love. It is a waste of life to be laboring for the Lord and yet not to be seeking the Lord. And Jesus recommended what they were to do. He said, remember from where you are falling. He's a falling. You know, can you imagine people who are laboring for Jesus and yet they are falling? You think that when somebody falls into fornication, adultery, you think that is when that somebody has fallen. I tell you, to even fall from first love is a greater fall. And the only thing you can do is to repent. You know that it's no longer about Jesus. Even Bible reading is no longer about Jesus. It's about your conscience. It's about religion. You are reading your Bible because they've taught you that, oh, you must do your devotion. What is the purpose of devotion to a life that is not devoted to Jesus? When you pick your Bible any time of the day you want to read, what should excite you is that you want to hear Jesus, you want to know Jesus. It must be about him. When you want to pray, you should be happy because it's an opportunity to speak with him, to tell him your heart, to pour your heart at his feet. It must be about Jesus. We must never lose sight that the whole essence is about Jesus. It's not about any other thing. It's not about religion. It's not about building. It's not about even the man of God. It is about Jesus. Once you deviate from that, any other thing you are doing is a waste of life. And I pray you won't waste your life. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.